KQED.
From KQED Public Radio, this is the California Report. Good morning, I'm Catherine Barron. The Schwarzenegger administration has been ordered to stop producing video press releases that closely resemble television news reports. A judge in Sacramento yesterday ruled that videos designed to look like news stories, but advocating the governor's position on such issues as nurse-to-patient staffing levels and anti-union legislation, violate state law. The administration pulled the videos from its website. The state legislature will look into how salaries and benefits are decided at the University of California. Lawmakers yesterday agreed to hold hearings on reports of huge bonuses and perks for top UC officials at the same time student fees are going up. A deal has been struck to end the long legal battle over a modernization plan for Los Angeles International Airport. Nearby homeowners agreed to drop their lawsuits in exchange for the city and airline officials dropping their expansion plans and developing an alternative proposal. From KPCC, Rachel Miro reports.
The previous City Hall administration was keen to push through an $11 billion plan to revamp LAX despite community concerns. So three cities, a community group, and L.A. County supervisors sued in an attempt to force concessions. Then a new administration entered City Hall, and Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa was willing to negotiate.
Under the settlement, adjacent communities will receive soundproofing, traffic, and other mitigations. LAX will be able to relocate the south runway to reduce dangerous runway incursions. Controversial elements of the master plan will be rethought and changed, with full participation from the community and all other stakeholders.
The settlement is subject to approval now by four city councils, the L.A. County Board of Supervisors, the L.A. Airport Commission, the FAA, and one community activist group. Expect a new LAX master plan or blueprint for renovations about a year from now. For the California Report, I'm Rachel Miro in Los Angeles.
California is taking a deeper look into space. Officials from NASA, the state's top aeronautical companies, and educators are meeting in Los Angeles this week to discuss California's role and needs in shaping the future of space exploration. The conference is called Transforming Space, Innovation, Infrastructure, and Intellectual Capital. G. Scott Hubbard, director of NASA Ames Research Center in Silicon Valley, is one of the panelists. He says NASA Ames is already making strides in innovation.
A new feature that's being much more emphasized are partnerships with the entrepreneurs out there, people putting their own money into exploring space or into new technologies. At Ames, we have something we call the NASA Research Park, and we just announced that Google is going to be part of that. They have a tremendous ability to search data, and NASA is data rich, but not always as effective as I think we should be in getting the public access. Another aspect of innovation is in our technology. We're going to be creating some new technology for smart spacecraft. This new replacement for the shuttle is going to be, instead of based on 70s technology, based on 21st century technology.
Would that be manned spacecraft or not?
Yes, the major focus of the next 5 years is to replace the shuttle, and it should be replaced by a vehicle that has modern technology. And Ames, we're going to provide a new heat shield that will replace the tiles of the shuttle, and we'll be putting in new software that will make the spacecraft much smarter, so the crew will have much more direct contact with how things are going.
Now, you mentioned NASA Ames, which is in Silicon Valley, and Google, which is also out here. Where else does California fit in? What's the importance of this state in space exploration?
Well, California manufactures a large percentage of the world's spacecraft. I'm talking about communication satellites and military spacecraft. Southern California has an enormous aerospace industry. We have Silicon Valley. You know, the total amount of contribution to aerospace from California is probably first in the nation.
The innovation that involves the partnerships between JPL and NASA Ames and the private contractors and developers and entrepreneurs, how critical is that to the future in terms of funding the types of work that you're doing now?
NASA will always use government funding for things that are out at the frontier, where a businessman doesn't see a return on investment in the near term. But I think this new vision for space exploration won't really succeed unless we have a trailing edge of commercial development. Apollo was terrific, enormous engineering achievement. It was part of the Cold War, though, and we never repeated that, and there wasn't much that came after in terms of a sustained human exploration. This time, I think things like Spaceship One, the suborbital flight, you may see commercial opportunities, people offering suborbital space rides. So I think that's important to build a real space industry that's beyond, say, communication satellites.
One of the big concerns in the technology community has been a lack of qualified people to take on the science jobs of the future. Has that improved in recent years with the state's education reforms?
I think awareness has really come to the fore. One thing that looks promising is perhaps reducing the very complex process to allow retired engineers and scientists to come in and teach. The current hurdles to be able to go in and offer that experience in the classroom is really daunting. It takes years, and few people want to do it. So there's a new bill in the state assembly to waive some of those rules.
G. Scott Hubbard is director of NASA Ames Research Center in Silicon Valley. Dr. Hubbard, thanks so much for taking the time to speak with us.
Glad to do it. Thank you very much.
That's the California Report for Friday, December 2nd, a production of KQED Public Radio. Our engineer is Danny Bringer, with additional engineering from Howard Gelman, Paul Ancor, Dave Freeman, Seal Muller, and Tom Krimkowski. Rory Gallagher directed the show. The editor is Kat Snow. Our interns are Kasha Newman, Allison Johnson, and John Kane. Stacey Bond, Erica Kelly, and Susie Rocho produced the show this week. Ingrid Becker is the senior producer. The managing editor is Susan Kennedy. Our executive producer is Raul Ramirez. I'm Catherine Barron. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the California Endowment for coverage of healthcare in California, Charitable Auto Resources, a full-service vehicle donation program management firm which helps nonprofit organizations increase their revenue, online at charitableautoresources.com, and the Stewart Foundation for coverage of important issues in public education.